In the last few sessions, we've been looking at the importance of applied learning and several key reasons why leaders struggle to apply the learning. The first was because we're investing so much in other people, we rarely have the time to invest in our own development, and we don't make the time to invest in our own development. The second was busyness and distraction, and we looked at a number of key disciplines to help us overcome busyness and distraction. And then number three is that we don't take time to fully recharge. And in the last session, we saw that when we don't take time to recharge, we're continually drained of energy, and we live in a continuous state of moderate to extreme stress. The result is lower productivity, strained relationships, information overload, or stagnation because we're unable to process and apply what we're learning. You see, the secret to higher levels of productivity, again, it's less about managing time and more about managing our energy. And we learned that there were two key disciplines for leaders to help maintain energy and focus. The first was rest, and we looked at rest and how to recharge with rest in the last session. The second is time away. So as we get started in this session, take a moment and download the worksheet for this session to follow along as we move forward. Years ago, when our children were small, I had spent several years working long hours, long days, week after week, month after month. I knew this wasn't sustainable, but I didn't know how to make it different. I didn't know how to make the change. I began using some tools, in fact, some of the tools that we looked at earlier in this fast track, and I began seeing improvements in how I was using my time. One of the improvements was the amount of time that I was intentionally spending away from the office and away from my work with family and with friends. Around the same time, my wife and I, we realized that we'd had a busy spring and a busy summer, which included her completing a master's degree, her counseling licensure requirement she had finished up. We had launched and were growing a new company. I'd navigated a significant career transition. At the same time, our son was born. I mean, we had a lot going on in a relatively short period of time. And maybe you've been through a similar season. And so we both recognized an incredibly chaotic time in our life and our work that we needed to get away. And so we spent several weeks away late in the summer with our two children on a much needed vacation. And it ended up being an incredibly productive time for us in our relationships. So time away recharging ended up being incredibly productive for us. The time away actually brought so many improvements to my life and my work when I returned that I sat down and I wrote out a number of things that made the time away so incredibly profitable for us in our relationships and in our family. Number one was the fact that I unplugged and how important it is when you get away, when you spend time away, to really unplug. During our time away, we had spent a week at a secluded retreat in Central Virginia, and I had set aside all the projects and product development that we were doing at the time. Now, most experienced business leaders, especially those who are running companies, would discourage pushing the pause button on development this way, but it proved to be incredibly profitable time for me. It took me several days to get used to not checking email and social media regularly, but it became easier and easier with each passing day. In fact, I had planned to resume writing and checking my email and social media much earlier, but I was enjoying the time away and the time unplugged that I even held out for a few more days. I felt very little pressure to jump back into my normal routine, and that's because I chose to set priorities. I chose to prioritize my family and relationships over the work that I felt like needed to be done at the same time. So number one was unplug. Number two is focus on people. The timing of our vacation really couldn't have been any better. This time away, my wife and I were able to spend time enjoying time together. I was able to support her as she was caring for our new child who had been born just a few weeks before. She and I even found time to get away, just the two of us, to revisit our dreams, our vision, our plans for the near future and for the longer term. I spent a ton of downtime with our two-month-old son, and he was fascinating. I mean, just looking at his tiny hands and his feet and listening to his breathing sounds as he slept, soaking in the warmth of his miniature body as he laid on my chest during these moments away from the busyness of work. And they were priceless moments. I also spent a lot of focused time with our daughter, who was 7 at the time, singing and playing and sleeping. At the time, I remember thinking that our beautiful little princess is growing up so fast. We made milkshakes together. We went out on the boat. We ventured out to the general store. During our times together, I remember thinking that even though she has a new little brother, I realized then that she'll always be my baby. Time away is more energizing when it's spent with people that you care about. My mind, my heart, and my body were all better because of the time that we spent away. So number one is unplug. Number two is focus on people. Number three is make time for reflection or meditation. While we were away, again, as I was writing down these notes, I was thinking about the time that I spent each day reflecting and journaling my thoughts and experiences from the past year. Because I had some margin that I didn't typically have in my workday, while I was away, I enjoyed so many life-changing experiences. And I realized that my life and that our life and our work together will never be the same. We were going through a significant time of transition. And it was great not to have to be anywhere or do anything. And once again, I was reminded of how important it is to periodically take a break. At the end of the time away, I was fully recharged and looking forward to exciting opportunities in the days ahead. If you haven't planned to take a break, if you haven't taken a break in a while, where you unplug, where you fully engage with people you care about, where you stop and reflect, then plan right now when you're going to do it. Plan to take a personal day. Plan to make a weekend getaway. Plan a camping trip with your kids or grandkids. Plan to go on your next vacation. Whatever you need to do, make sure that you do it. My wife now works in an industry that has an incredibly busy season. And because of that, she's not available during those times and seasons when our kids might have a break from school. So there are times when I've taken our children and I've gone away on a vacation while our wife stays back and work. And because that's so important to me and so important to my recharge and our kids being able to recharge, we've learned that it's better for us to go ahead and take the break even if she can't go with us. And then we find times when she's able to get away and we spend time away with her as well. But it requires you to be intentional, to recognize when you need those times away and to make sure that you plan them into your calendar at critical times. So plan the time away. Plan your next trip with your kids or your grandkids. Plan your next vacation. Your life and work will be there when you get back. It won't all fall apart. Spending purposeful time away will make your life better, and it'll make you better at life. See, the secret to higher levels of productivity is less about managing time and more about managing your energy. And rest and time away are the two key disciplines if you're going to be able to recharge and for you as a leader to follow so that you can maintain energy. Now, if you haven't already, take a moment right now to download the worksheet on this page and complete the action steps for this session. In the last couple of sessions, we looked at reasons leaders struggle to apply learning. Let's review for just a moment. The first reason that we identified that leaders struggle to apply learning was because we're so busy investing in others that it's difficult for us to make time to invest in our own leadership development. The second reason we considered is that busyness and distraction keeps us from focusing on our development. And then the third reason was that we don't take time to fully recharge. And we looked at two key disciplines for leaders to follow to maintain energy. We looked at rest and time away. In the next session, we're going to look at a topic that affects all of us. What do you do when you're dealing with something incredibly challenging at work or at home that's distracting you? And remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next step. I'll see you in the next session.